بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام، وقال تعالى: ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. My respected elders and brothers, all praise due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustainer, nourisher, cherisher, controller of this entire universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy and grace, has selected us, chosen us to be reciters of La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this beautiful deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted us, has brought us to witness this Mubarak gathering, this Islahi Jalsa. Really, these are great favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Kareem, alladhi yu'ti bi ghayri istihqaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants bounties and favors without people even being worthy of it. So we have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase us in the bounties. And we have to make the shukr so that these bounties increase, because jo cheez baregi wo baqi rahegi. That thing that increases will remain forever. A person is always worried to try and increase his wealth, his income, his business, his profit must increase, because the needs of a person are always increasing, and it shouldn't be that his money gets used up and finished. So he's always worried to increase his money. So similarly, with deen, our iman, we have to have this fikr and this worry and this concern to increase it, to better it. And this is the whole maqsad, this purpose of our coming here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us here for a great fikr. Actually, this fikr is for the fikr that how our dunya and our akhirat can get made. Because when deen is in the lives of people, when people do a'mal, it is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down good conditions. And when such a'mal and such actions are carried out that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the difficult conditions. So we have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Musa alayhi salam: Ya Musa, inni istafaytuka ala al-nasi bi risalati wa bi kalami, faqud ma ataytuka wa kum min ash-shakirin. That we have selected you, chosen you, and granted you nubuwat. We have granted you the tawfiq of being able to talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, converse, have secret conversations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make shukr, value this bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Aisha radiallahu anha says that when the kuffar of Makkah never appreciate the bounty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being sent among them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the Ansar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the work of deen and the nusrat of deen from them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the Ansar also: وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. That remember the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in jahiliyat, what was your condition? Fighting amongst one another, enmity, fighting for years on end. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took you out of that condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted you iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted you this beautiful deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved you from when you were on the edge, on the brink of falling into the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you. So make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to realize that our greatest need is deen. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most important thing. We all need this hidayat and this guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to practice on deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith Qudsi, كُلُّكُمْ ضَالِ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُهُ فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ. That all of you are misguided except you or I guide. So ask guidance from me. I will guide you every day in our salah. We're making dua, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. For istiqamat, keep us on this path. We don't know what will our end result be. We know shaitan what was the level of shaitan, what was the rank of shaitan. But when he fell, he was in a condition, in an environment of obedience. All the malaika made sajda, an environment of obedience. But he went against that environment and he rejected and refused to make sajda. And when a person is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see Ibrahim alayhi salam in a condition, in an environment of disobedience. Everyone was worshipping idols, everyone was worshipping stone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted this guidance to Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he went against the norms. He never go with the flow. He went against the entire society, the entire world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him his friend. So our greatest need is deen. And when deen is in the lives of people, some people came to ask Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf rahmatullah alayh, that how the prices of everything is going up, petrol is going up. He recited the verse, "Amma man thaqulat mawazinuhu fahuwa fi 'ishatin radiyah." That our condition, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the level of deen in our lives, and the conditions and the halal that come down in the world, it's like a scale. When our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases and that pain of the scale goes down, then the other side goes up and the conditions, good conditions come down. The prices of everything becomes lowered. And when our condition with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets cut off and deen starts leaving our lives and we get involved in all disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that pain of the scale goes up. And the other side, difficult conditions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down. Once Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that what is the sign? What are the signs of you being pleased with your servants? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when they are in need of rain, then I send rain on time. And when they do not need rain, then I don't send the rain. And the wealth I grant it to such people who are generous and kind, and who will spend that wealth and distribute it amongst the poor. And I will grant kingdom and leadership to such rulers who are just. And when I am displeased with my servants, then when they are in need of rain, I will not cause it to rain. I will hold the rain back. And when they are not in need of rain, I will cause it to rain. And the wealth I will grant it to such people who are stingy, and they will hoard the wealth and they will not give it to the poor. And I will grant leadership to such people who will cause zulam and oppression amongst the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his system is just here, that according to the amal that go up, accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down decisions, and the conditions come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our greatest need is to bring deen in our lives, correct our amal. Under the ayat, "Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal-bahri bima kasabat aydin nas, liyudhiqahum ba'da alladhi amilu la'allahum yarji'un." Mufassirin write that in the beginning, when Adam alayhi salam was sent down onto this earth, then everything was nice. It was lush and green, fertile. The ocean, the water of the oceans was sweet and fresh. The animals wouldn't attack one another, prey on one another. Every tree that you went to, you would find fruit on it. But then, when the first sin was committed, when Qabil killed Habil, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the evil effect of the sin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the condition of the world. Then now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held back the rain. Then so many areas of the earth became barren and infertile, and the waters of the ocean became salty, and the trees now started growing on the trees, and the animals, the lions started attacking the sheep and the goats and the cows. So all the evil and the difficult conditions, the unfavorable conditions that come down in this world, is because of our evil deeds. So we have to correct our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the amal is good, when people are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith Qudsi, "Law anna 'abidi ata'uni la asqaytuhum bil-layl wa atla'tu 'alayhim ash-shams bin-nahar wa lam usmi'hum sawta ra'd." That if my servants obey me, then I will cause the rains to come down at night. When people are sleeping, it won't affect their work, their jobs and their shops. They'll be able to go and work during the day nicely. In the day, I will cause the sun to rise. They'll be able to work nicely. وَلَمْ أُسْمِعُمْ صَوْتَ الرَّعْدِ. At night when it's raining, I will not disturb their sleep by making them hear the sound of the thunder. So when amal is good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down good conditions. And actually, our leaders are according to our amal. أَعْمَالُكُمْ عُمَّالُكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith Qudsi, "Ana Allah la ilaha illa ana malikul mulk wa malikul mulk." That I am Allah, there is none worthy of worship besides me. I am the king of kings, I am the owner of kingdom. And the hearts, قُلُوبُ مُلُوكِكُمْ فِي يَدِي. The hearts of your rulers and your kings are in my hands, in my control. فَإِنَّ الْعِبَادِ لَوْ إِذَا أَطَاعُونِي حَوَّلْتُ قُلُوبَ مُلُوكِهِمْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالرَّأْفَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ. If my servants obey me, then I will turn the hearts of the leaders towards me. I will turn the hearts of the leaders towards them with mercy, kindness, softness. And وَإِنَّ الْعِبَادِ إِذَا عَصَوْنِي حَوَّلْتُ قُلُوبَ مُلُوكِهِمْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالسَّخْطَةِ وَالنِّقْمَةِ فَسَامُوهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. And if my servants disobey me, then I will turn the hearts of the kings towards them with anger and harshness, and they'll take revenge from the people, and they will punish them and cause oppression towards them. So if this is your condition, that your rulers are unjust, the rulers are oppressing the people, فَلَا تُشْغِلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Then don't engross yourselves in making badwa against them, making dua for that they should be removed. But walakin ishghalu anfusakum bi dhikri wa tadarru'i kay akfikum mulukakum. But rather engross yourselves, spend your time in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning yourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humbling yourself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that I can suffice you for your leaders and take care of them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sort them out. So really this is the greatest need of ours, is to bring deen into our lives, to correct our lives, and that is the object of this Islahi Jalsa, that whatever level of deen we are on, we have to increase, and we shouldn't be satisfied with the level that we're on. We see outside everyone, a person is worried about his fitness, he's jumping every day, he's jogging, he's worried about what is his level of fitness, he wants to increase it, he wants to better it, at least maintain it. Otherwise, if a person is on an incline and he doesn't keep his foot on the accelerator, then definitely the car is going to start rolling backwards and it's going to start moving backwards. So we have to keep up the intensity, we have to keep on making effort to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to improve our amal, better our amal. We learned how to perform salah when we were young. Now we learned that you have to tie your hands like this here, two fingers around your wrist and then the three fingers across on your forearm. But then after a while, like a person who went for his learner's license, he got his learner's license, he knows all the laws, he knows all the checks and points, and then now he got his license, he's driving properly, and after a few weeks, all the bad habits of the normal drivers come in, and he never even realizes it. So if you don't keep the intensity on our salah, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bad habits will come in. So now a person learned how to perform salah, he was reading like this here, then suddenly the fingers drop, and then so without us realizing it. So if you don't keep up that intensity, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we have to bring the reality of deen into our lives. That one is the love, one is the surat, one is the haqiqat. That our elders explained that you can have the word lion, can't do anything. A picture of a lion, of outward form of a lion, it can't do anything. The real lion, the haqiqat, that is what will do something. A person has the word car can't do nothing, it can't benefit you. The picture of a car can't take you anywhere. You won't even move 1 meter, 1 centimeter. But the haqiqat, the real car will take you somewhere. So, they explain that the kufar, ahle, batil are like the mice, rats. And the believers are like the lions. But if I tell you that the rat ate the lion, overpowered the lion and ate the lion up, you won't believe it. But if I tell you that it was just a surah, the picture of a lion, then you'll be able to understand. So today the kuffar, they are haqiqat, they are red, and we are, Allah forgive us, we are just surahs. We are pictures of lions. So that is why they are overtaking us, they are overpowering us. But if we become reality, bring haqiqat into our lives, so we become true believers, bring the haqiqat of deen into our lives, the haqiqat of iman in our hearts. That la ilaha illallah, mein kuch nahi, mera kuch nahi, mujh mein kuch nahi, mujh se kuch nahi, Allah sab kuch, Allah ka sab kuch, Allah se sab kuch. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything. That I cannot do anything, I am nothing, I am useless, helpless, hopeless, effectless, can't do, won't do, never did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the doer of everything. Bring the haqiqat of salah into our lives. That how salah, the haqiqat of salah is to have khushu, concentration, devotion. Then through that salah, you will be able to take from the annama, the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that salah a means. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. It will be a means of guna and sin leaving our lives. And pure deen par chalne ka istidad peda hoga. That ability will be created in a person to practice on complete deen. That at fajr's time, he's leaving his bed, he's leaving his wife, he's sacrificing that to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zuhr time, he's leaving his job, he's leaving his shop to go and fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maghrib Isha, he's leaving his family, he's tired, he's leaving his warm food, his nice comfortable home, to go and fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a person will be able to leave his house and go and fulfill the command of Hajj. Now a person will be able to sacrifice his food and fulfill the command of Sawm. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to come into this environment where the talks of deen are taking place. We are reminded about our maqsad and purpose in this world. How to better ourselves, how to correct ourselves internally, externally. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, favored us to come here. We should have few intentions that coming into this Mubarak Majma, people from so many different places, so many different countries. One of the maqsad of ijtima, our elders explained, is haq ki kubuliyat. Haq ki kubuliyat ka istidad pehla hote. the ability in a, is created in a person to accept the truth when he comes into such an environment. We were at the Raivin Old Workers Jor. So Maulana Farooq Maki Saab, he came into the Majma and he came there and he said, I saw this Majma and all the so many Muslims, so many people, and dil thande ho gaye, that our heart, happiness is created in us. We see people that have fikr and worry, concern for them. We speak with people, ask them what their background, sacrifices they have made for deen. That will give us himmat and courage to practice on deen, to better ourselves, to make more effort. So really, this effort of ours is that our dunya and our akhirat can get made. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to sit in all the programs, have the niyat, four niyats when Sahaba radiallahu anhu came to the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wasfi Abdul Qais, what they said, مُرُنَا بِأَمْرٍ فَصْلٍ نَعْمَلُ بِهِ وَنَدْخُلُ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَنُؤْمِنُ نَأْمُرُ بِهِ مَوَرَاءَنَا. That they had talab and desire, they wanted to learn from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had the desire for amal, na'malu bihi. They had ihtisab, nadkhulu bihi al-jannah, that if we practice on complete deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our dunya and our akhirat. And they had the fikr and concern for the people at home, that wa na'muru bihi mawara'ana, nubaligu bihi mawara'ana, that whatever we have learned here in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will take it back to our people at home. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to speak to set with these intentions inshallah and benefit from all the advices that are given. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillah.